Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
I swear to God, if I get a straight critical fail on my initiative roll for the third time, I'm going to rage quit here.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays Cam.
Howdy.
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Greetings.
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Ahoy hoy.
And Lauren, who plays Brenna.
Why did the pyromancer and the necromancer divorce? They couldn't agree on how to raise the kids.
Oh, Jesus.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, I almost screwed up on your guys' names there. I just had to think about what we were doing really quick, and now we're there, and everybody's good.
Discussing to you next time.
So last week, we took a nap.
Yep.
Dead.
That's pretty much
nice,
it.
Nice long nap.
No, yep. Something big happened. God, yeah, guys.
I got shot in the neck.
Cal's got shot in the fucking neck.
And Cyrus painted a super, 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 super evil painting in his sleep. And I would like to just caveat, we did actually determine it isn't actually an evil painting. It's just a regular ass painting that portrays something evil as fuck.
That I painted in my sleep.
That is still following him around?
Oh, wait, no, it is an evil painting. You're right. I'm sorry. Let me run that back because he can't get rid of it and it can't be disposed of. So that does seem pretty evil.
I mean, we did try to burn it, right?
We tried to burn it, bury it, and something else?
It just kept coming back.
I don't think we tried burning it.
It's a painting of sticking. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he tried to Eldritch Blast it, but I don't know if that constitutes actual fire.
I mean,
don't take backsies.
If we haven't burned it yet, we should.
Hmm.
I mean, so
you can't burn it. I'm assuming dagger. You guys would have tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we did.
You can't burn it.
Look, we just have to have it in his hand and shove it into a fire. That's how it worked with the dagger.
Exactly.
I don't want to burn my hand again.
We can heal you.
I think we're missing
the
big part.
Yeah, but I don't
of...
like being burned.
Cal's got shot in the neck!
That did happen. As you saw something, some sort of humanoid flee into the trees.
Okay, oh, yeah. This was out the back door, right? Or was it not?
No, this is in the forest after you guys found some dead horses and that...
Xanath Othos
hanging from a tree in like a crucifix-style position with some words carved into his chest.
Brynna's chasing the figure.
Okay. How far away is he?
Other end of the clearing. So it would take you... He sprinted off, or she, you don't know... Sprinted off into the forest. They have a good lead on you. They were at least 40 feet away.
I am going to cast Eldritch Blast on it.
Okay, you can't see because it retreated back into the trees.
Oh.
So you would have to be like hitting the trees.
I'm doubling my speed of 25 and going for it. So I'm going 50 to get him.
Okay, when you reach... So basically, this is a forest clearing. When you reach the edge of the clearing that you saw this thing, it is nowhere to be seen. Make me a survival check.
Motherfucker!
Oh.
Natural one, my dudes.
Kalos is chasing after her, clutching his neck with one hand.
Okay, survival check as well for you to see the direction that...
Where did they go?
I don't know! I lost 10. Them!
It's just like...
You can't make sense of the trail.
How did it get away so quickly?
Can I take a roll with this too?
Sure.
Yeah.
I have short, stubby legs. Okay,
you're
I tried.
Up the rear.
Natural 20.
Okay, You're bringing up the rear. You can see that this thing made its way through the forest, but it's definitely getting a good lead on you, as you, being the third person making your way up, have allowed some time for this thing to make its way. You can make out its path, though.
It's like, I believe I can follow it if we...
Yes, go follow it. Stop talking and go.
Yep. Very well. Please follow me.
Okay. You begin to make your way through the forest, and with your natural 20, you feel like you're keeping up pretty well. But this thing appears that it's to be laying some tricks for you along the way. It'll bend a blade of grass in a certain direction, and then you'll notice footprints the other way. But,
oh, so we can't see it, we're just tracking from a distance?
Yeah, you're tracking from a distance. This thing took off full sprint. It was already 35 feet away from you, and by the time all of you made it up and did your checks and your analysis, it made its way deeper and deeper and deeper into the forest.
Whatever this thing is, it is trying to be clever.
Why don't you...
This thing seems very clever. It doesn't seem like a dumb creature. It's actively making ways to stop you.
I can flank around the right. Someone want to flank left? You keep going down the middle.
Very well. Time to set up a pincer.
As you guys, Brenna,
I don't know what that means, but do you
want to
flank or what?
Brenna's going to go left.
Yes. Go left, I go right.
No, you go middle.
I guess
Cam's
I'll go
going
straight.
Right. Oh, God.
All right, fine. Right. It's fine. I'm going straight.
We're going.
You guys start to kind of make a police of the area. You're checking everything as you go. Even though there is really only one set of footprints, you guys are kind of checking everywhere and looking around. Eventually, you begin to lose sight of this path. You guys are kind of standing in a sparsely treed area that has some very dense undergrowth that comes up to about your ankles, a little bit above your ankles.
Can I roll a perception check to see if something seems not
off,
you know, not in the right way, or like, you know, something that seems like maybe not as natural in this area?
Okay.
16.
You see some green ears sticking out from behind a rock.
I'm going to roll a stealth.
But it doesn't seem to be on the path of where the tracks would have gone or where you'd assume.
I would like to roll so is it a stealth or is it a deception to try to walk closer to it while making it look like I don't see it kind of thing?
That'd be a stealth.
All right. I rolled a 10, so that's bad.
10. Yeah.
Could I roll a deception to maybe, like, I yell as, like, I can't seem to find this person. Can anybody else see it? Maybe distract it and give Cam advantage?
When you yell that, you hear, yes, well, oh, hello. You surprised me, sorry, I was collecting mushrooms. As a small goblin stands up from behind a rock.
Hey,
with a sack.
So did you shoot my friend?
What? Why would I shoot your friend?
Don't be lying now. We have ways of knowing.
I live in these woods. Why would I?
I rolled a natty 20 on an insight check.
Okay, yes. You are absolutely sure this thing is telling the truth. It's carrying a sack of mushrooms. It has no weapons in its hands.
Okay. You there. Did you see someone run past here before we got here?
I only just got here. No, I did not see anything. But I have been focused on following the roots of nature and making my way here. The forest gave me these. Are you missing something that I might help you find?
Brenna's still searching for the path of the dude that shot Callus.
Okay, make me a survival check to re-pick up the path.
14.
You look, and at this point, a lot of tricks have been laid. It looks like they could have gone in any number of directions.
Is there anything, I'm talking to the goblin now, is there anything do you come here often? Is there anything that hides around in these areas, or?
There's all sorts of things that hide in the forest, but, I mean, we know them. And you see a fox walk out from the undergrowth and curl around this goblin's feet as the goblin pets it. And it's like, oh, Cordata, you surprised me.
So, question. You know them. What's the... Do you have that dart? Is it still in your neck, or
I'm guessing, have you pulled it out, or?
I probably like pulling it out now that we've stopped.
Yeah, so I'd like to, in canon, reach over and pull it out of your neck. Like, this, we're looking for who the kind of person that shot this. Do you know of them?
That is not us. I mean, I could take a look at it for you, but I've never seen anything like that. Here in the forest, it's unnatural make.
Question. Kallus, do you feel all right? Like, not poisoned or anything?
Coming from you.
Everybody make me perception. Or what are you guys' passive perception?
Oh, shit. It's,
14.
16.
Where is that on here?
Not good. I think it's just 10.
Where is that thing on here?
Kallus, with your 16, you see something disturb the undergrowth behind, Boone. As all of a sudden, a fox darts past. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw or fall to the ground.
Me?
Boone, yes.
Okay, dexterity saving throw, 14.
14. You're able to keep your feet, but you almost fell over as the fox sprints off and then falls on its back, and it almost starts to laugh.
So Boone is going to probably walk up to the fox and be like, "What is your problem?"
Boone, it's an animal. Why would you be talking to it?
I think he's high.
Hold on.
You want that good, buddy?
Never mind. That's a different thing. Okay. No, the fox continues to laugh, and then it rolls over and goes up to this goblin. It's like,
Cortana, that wasn't very nice.
Is there something wrong with your animal companion?
Oh! My companion? No, she has her own will. She's my friend, but she's not my companion.
What's your name?
Me? I'm Kibbs. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You're kind of funny.
What do you mean I'm funny?
No, like, you're cute. It doesn't matter.
Oh, thank you. And it does a little curtsy.
But, yes, you are in the forest. Why? I mean, you're looking for something. Maybe we can help you?
We're looking for the person that attacked our friend here.
And possibly murdered someone of great importance.
Murder?
Oh.
Remember what I said about, like, keeping some details close to the chest?
We know all of the going-ons of this forest.
What? I didn't say who it was.
Okay.
Don't but I think it's a pretty good point. Am I wrong?
You're not.
I was supposed to do this character in third person, but you know what? Let's keep going.
Hey, it's harder than it looks. Okay, well, I guess we're good with this thing, right? Like, you're not going to help us.
We'll help you. We know all of the goings-on of the forest.
Well, you did not know of the goings-on of the person who shot me, so...
Who just ran through the forest.
Someone committed a crime in our forest?
Yes, we just told you that.
What crime?
They attacked him.
With that dart.
Is he okay? Cross-armed.
He's bleeding.
It hurt.
He's bleeding? Leaking blood into the soil of the forest?
Yeah, that's what bleeding is, I guess.
I think it's mostly onto his clothes right now. I don't think he's bleeding that bad.
Kibbs is not a fan of that. Perhaps we should go take a look.
He's right here.
You guys had made your way in a good 10 minutes.
Have we been walking this whole time?
Yeah, you've been. You were tracking down the trail.
No, that's what I meant. Like, when I said he's right here, I meant, didn't you come with us, Kallus?
Yeah,
I thought you caught up.
You were talking about the body that was hung up.
No.
Oh, gotcha. He's bleeding. Oh, he's like,
I can see that he is bleeding. Here, let me look at that.
And the goblin trots over through the undergrowth to you as the fox slowly follows. And
he's like, yes, okay.
And mutters some words under his breath as he touches your arm. And you feel the wound on your neck heal up. So you're going to heal that damage.
Cool.
So what's the deal here? Are you like a forest guard?
We're the druids of this forest.
A druid goblin? I don't believe I've ever heard of one, but fascinating.
I think that's racist.
We can be all sorts of things. Why do you have to pigeonhole us into a role?
You are correct. You are correct. My apologies.
Thank you. I accept your apology. Here's a flower.
Thank you.
Now, is there something we can help you with?
So, are there like laws in the forest and stuff like that? Or like, how do y'all investigate stuff?
There's like rules and silver strings, and we follow druid rules, you know? But no actual like laws. Okay, we have one rule here. Don't be an asshole. Everybody has assholes, but doesn't mean you have to be one.
So shooting somebody in the neck would be considered being an asshole, correct?
Yes, I think that would qualify you as an asshole. But you did bring up murder. That's a whole different thing. Has there been a murder?
Technically, I didn't bring it up. This one did.
Well, it's not so much a murder, but we found a dead body in the woods.
Are you going to follow that up with, do you want to see a dead body? Because I've seen a great many of them, and I wish not to.
Did you want to poke a stick at it?
No.
I mean, and I don't know. I don't know what you looking at a dead body is going to do to help us, but I can show you.
You might know something. Do you want to see a body?
No, I don't at all. I'm going to sit here and I pick mushrooms.
Oh my god.
You have nobody to blame but Lauren for that one.
Yep. We're going to have a musical checks on here one day. Perception checks.
13.
11.
11, you said?
Twinsies.
10.
14.
Well, okay.
Bad perceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odd.
How are you guys standing right now? Are you guys standing probably, in a group? How spread
probably
out? How
surrounding like this little thing.
Yeah.
The gobber.
I'm probably standing
which is also
close
racist
to
in canon. Or not. Not this canon.
I'm probably standing next to Callus.
And I'm obviously right next to the goblin who healed me.
Are you guys in like a 30-foot area or 60-foot long?
We're in a 30-foot radius.
Yeah,
okay, we're going to say that. Okay. All of a sudden, all of your guys' vision goes black.
God. What the fuck?
And you hear the goblin say, what? No, not what? As, then we're going to roll initiative.
Okay.
As though there's some sort of blackness surrounding all of you.
So, I have devil sight. I can see in darkness.
Okay, can you see in magical darkness?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, snap. Okay.
You see something from the trees above, one to the east and one to the west, motioning with their hands, creating some sort of spell. They appear to be dark-skinned, elvish humanoids.
How far away is one of them?
Well, hold on. let me get this set up, and let's get into initiative first.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm just thinking, like, could I possibly have, like, a surprise round? Because they probably think I...
They got the drop on you, buddy. All of you guys did not do well on your perception.
No.
Nope.
No.
You would see them on your turn.
They weren't
much
like failures, but they were not great rolls.
No.
Yeah.
It would have had to take like a 17 or above.
Yeah. No, they were bad.
Callus, you saw two dark-skinned elvish humanoids in the tree casting some sort of spell that created some sort of magical darkness around you and the druids.
Okay, I think that was Cyrus that saw that. But...
Osiris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I believe that the first person to act in initiative order is Boone.
Okay, so...
You don't see this. You are standing in some sort of magical darkness.
Sure. And so I guess here's my question. I've got stuff that, like, detect magic. You know, I could see, you know, faint aura, but it has to be a visible creature, so that would not count, right?
That's not necessarily what you would use that for. You're in magical darkness. It was daylight out and now it's dark, so you know there's magic.
I know. I understand that.
This
but
would
I guess
just
my
confirm
thing is,
your suspicions anything, that there is magic around.
No. I understand, but it says that. Okay, moving on.
You are in the magic.
There is also a divine sense. You know the location of any celestial fiend or undead within 60 feet of you.
That is a good one.
Okay, but here's the issue: is it says it's not behind total cover.
You're not in cover.
Okay, so technically. Like, so read this real quick, Sean, and make sure that this works.
Yeah, that's actually a good question. I don't. You're not in cover.
Yeah, cover is like physical.
Yeah, okay, cover is
so
physical.
So this would work. So I
anything
can...
like a bullet wouldn't go through, or an arrow wouldn't go through, would be cover.
Okay,
so like you can't like sense someone through a wall or through the ground or something.
Okay, but so this would work. Okay, so Sean, I would like to cast that.
Okay,
and then. I guess then I would be able to see them, right?
You would be able to sense a presence of Celestial Fiend or Undead. You sense no presence of Celestial Fiend or Undead.
Oh, okay.
This is fun. This is why I love playing with Steph, because this is all new and exciting to you, where like I think that a lot of people that we're playing with right now know who or what these things are, but you don't, and it's very exciting to do that, and I love it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, it's really cool. So,
but yeah, so I'm honestly I don't have anything that can help me see it, so I'm stuck. I don't have anything I can do. So, So can I ready an action if I see something? Like, is that how that works?
No, you just used your action to cast that, so you can.
Oh,
move.
That's right. No, never mind.
You can move,
nope.
Or you can...
I'm staying. It's fine. So that's the end of my turn.
All right. Let's go to... Oh, wait. Was Brenna supposed to be first?
Brenna's second.
Okay, Brenna.
I think. Okay, yeah. So as a gnome, I have dark vision. Does that work through magical darkness?
No, it does not.
Okay. So I'm just going to kind of reach out my hand and try to see whoever I feel first and just stick close to them, like... Whoever, like, grab a cloak or something, I just stick close to them. That's my entire move, but I have my axe drawn.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's gonna be it.
All right. Let's move on to these things. So all of a sudden, again, all of a sudden, Sean the DM says that.
Shot.
Just an occasional reminder that we definitely don't encourage any tabletop champions drinking games, because everyone that has been proposed will kill you. So
this is going to be a disadvantage. Good, that's a crit and a crit fail. So you guys hear a crossbow bolt whiz past the group. The next one's going to 13 versus Cam's AC.
Miss.
Okay, as you hear a crossbow bolt shoot over your shoulder. Okay,
do I have a sense of the... Can I do some
yes,
sort of
yes, you would
thing sense
that there was something behind
from?
You. You could get a gauge on the direction. It's from behind you. I'm picturing you facing towards the center of the group.
Okay.
Okay. Cam, it's your turn.
So I didn't... Okay. I'm going to charge at the area that I just feel like something came through.
Okay. As you make your way 5 feet out of this area, you find yourself no longer in magical darkness. Ahead of you in a tree, you see a dark-skinned elvish humanoid.
How far up?
About 20 feet.
20. Ooh, okay. So what I'm going to do... So I'm going to look up at the tree, and I'm going to say, why don't you come down here and fight me? And go ahead and roll a wisdom save.
Fight me, Helen!
Yeah.
1v1 me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
You think you're a tough guy up in a tree?
Is it a wisdom save?
Wisdom save, DC 13.
Oh, shit. They have fucking... Oh, wait. Hey, Ben, can I ask you a monster stat block question?
Sure.
So if it says they have disadvantage on wisdom, parentheses, perception checks that rely on sight. It's not just wisdom in general. It's only related
to... It's just perception related.
Okay. So it's not a disadvantage.
Boo.
Crit.
Fuck.
Crit.
Crit?
Damn.
Hold on. I gotta fucking figure out this accent. Oh, you do not know what you are talking about.
I just wanted you to fight me. I mean...
No. That is not how this works.
So that's a bonus action. Sweet. All right. How's this work? And I'm going to throw a javelin. 21 to hit?
21 does hit.
Six piercing damage as a javelin.
As you hear, Zutala.
So you actually hit somebody the correct type of person with a javelin.
With a javelin.
All right. Okay. Yes, I've got a character that has javelins again.
Good
right.
javelin throw.
I finally trust
good
a character.
This episode name
again
needs to be good javelin throw.
No. There was already a good javelin toss. That's already the name of an episode. All right. Anyway.
Part two.
All right.
Electric Boogaloo.
That I might do. But anyway, okay. So 6 damage, and then okay. I can't do anything else.
All right. And these druids are in the darkness. And they're like, what? What's happening here?
Just walk as, 5 feet.
The gop. Oh, okay. Oh. Oh. As this druid now sees this thing in front of it. And it's going to cast. It's going to cast poison spray at this thing. Con save. So this dark-skinned humanoid, it's going to get a 20. The poison spray shoots up at the tree, and then it just the drought kind of makes its way around and misses the poison spray as it shirks it off. and then the fox is then going to run out of the thing, stop being a fox, and also do poison spray. And the thing saves again. Poison spray, poison spray. And Kibbs goes, no, no, no! Get out of the forest! and we're going to move on to Callus.
All right, so Callus assumes that Cam has the one he ran towards covered, so he's going to run in the other direction, towards where the other crossbow bolt came from.
Okay.
As you look over at this,
yeah, you have a good view of it.
All right, so he comes out, he sees the person up in the tree.
Yes,
and he turns and looks. He's like, "Wait, who are you?" As he looks to the person who was previously Fox, but
if you listen to "Roll Like a Girl" in a very Sarah voice, you hear, "Hi, I'm Cordata. I'm a druid of these forests. We should do something about that. Can we?" Do something about
that? Yes, that makes
more
sense.
You got some stuff, right?
All right. Sean, I need this person in the tree to make a deception check.
I don't even know what that would be based on.
Charisma.
Cha.
Cha.
It's the most fun way to say charisma.
3.
Okay, well, I got a 9. So that just lets me use my sneak attack on it when I shoot it with my crossbow.
Okay.
Does an 18 hit?
An 18 does hit. Ah, it just hits. You hear, sacré bleu.
It takes 11 piercing damage.
Okay.
And Callus will yell up, that's for shooting me in the neck.
Okay. All right, Cyrus.
Okay, so if I move just one, only 5 feet, am I still in the darkness?
No, if you shift 5 feet, well, you're in the center. You would need to make your way a little further out.
Well, I kind of want to be in the...
You know what? I'm going to say that the darkness drops because I'm not sure if that's a concentration spell and I don't want to look that up currently.
Oh,
so as you hit both of them, the darkness is starting to fade. So do something awesome.
Okay. First off, I'm going to cast Lightning Lure onto this one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because you can see them.
Yep.
Okay, yes.
I need a strength save from this person. DC 14. Yes.
Okay, it's
that's a
10.
A fail. So it drags to me.
Okay, how far?
10 feet.
Okay, it pulls and lands. It falls out of the tree and lands directly on Cam. Cam, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw to not fall under this thing.
That I did not expect.
Shit happens, my dude.
As you hear... Mm-hmm. Team Loth is blasting off again.
That's a very bad blasting off. It lands on the ground.
Okay, so it lands on Cam. Cam, make me a dexterity saving throw to dodge out of the way.
Okay. Dex save. I rolled a natural 1.
This thing falls on you and you both are knocked prone. This thing is going to take 10 damage from... we'll just say 10 damage from its fall. As it falls out of the tray and lands on Cam. Cam, you have what appears to be a dark elf laying on top of you.
Okay.
Okay.
And I say this while it's falling, before it lands on Cam's like, You think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted it. I was born in it.
Oh, no. Oh.
That's all I'm using.
That's it?
Okay. Yeah.
That's your turn? All right. Brenna.
All right. So she heard Cam basically say, move out of the darkness. So she's going to, I guess, move this way. Is she out of the darkness now?
Yes. The darkness has faded at this
point. Oh, it's faded completely. And she sees this dark elf on top of Cam. If she hits it, is it going to hit Cam?
No.
Okay. So she's going to go ahead and bonus action her rage. So, oh God, math. I hate math. Why am I doing this?
Math is the enemy.
I know, right? So, 19 to hit.
19 does hit.
It's 14 points of slashing damage. 16 points of slashing damage because I add 2 to the damage roll. Yeah. And then that's it. And her little ghosty ancestral protectors are swarming around her. So
okay, just kind of swirling. Like yeah, you see faces of etherealness swirling around you. And like,
yeah. So it's like when she rages, that immediately activates and her tattoos glow and shit. So
okay. One important point of note for you. Your ancestors' faces swirl around you. One of them is not present.
I'm sorry?
You would have generally like the entirety of your ancestors backing you. One is not present. It is a girl of 9 that usually, like 9 years old. Someone you cannot put a finger on, but that spirit is not swirling around you.
Okay, she'll remember it, but she's raging right now.
Yes,
so
yes.
We'll get back to that.
You make note of that in your Brenna head.
Noted.
Okay. Oh,
cool. I get, yeah, all right.
All right. Boone.
Okay, so the other one that's not on Cam, is it in the trees or is it on the ground now?
The one that's not on Cam, it's still in the tree.
He is in the tree. Okay.
It doesn't. If you get a closer look at it, it is definitely a female.
Okay. I'm gonna throw my dagger at it, but before I do that, I'm gonna cast Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
And.
Good job.
Thank you. so I'm gonna throw the dagger. Ooh, does a 12 hit? Because I just want to knock him out of the tree.
A 12 does not hit.
Okay. So nothing happened.
Okay.
But can I move closer to her?
Sure. To the base of the tree?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
And it as it rolls over to their turn, you hear, "Oh, silly surface folk, we shall see you again." As this one jumps to a tree over here, this one gets up, will take all of the necessary attacks of opportunity, and it's half movement, so there. They begin now, to flee out of the undergrowth.
They're on top of me.
You get an opportunity
but
attack.
I'm prone, so do I get an attack of opportunity?
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't.
Not going to fight it.
Does prone stop an attack of opportunity?
I don't think so. I think most of you on disadvantage.
Because if you're prone, you can still fight with something next to you.
All right, 24 to hit.
That's a hit.
15 to hit.
15 misses, 24 to hit.
10 slashing damage.
When you cut it, its Achilles heel and goes, "Kya!" And it still continues to make its way.
Hold on, I just want to double check something real quick. No, I don't want to burn that.
Matt, you get one too, right?
Yep, one moment.
Why does he get one? He wasn't at melee.
Fuck! I have a halberd.
Oh, yes, this you have reach.
That's sweet, sweet reach.
12 does not hit, or an 8 crit fail does not hit.
Yeah.
An 8 crit fail.
Okay, I don't have anything else.
Okay. All that damage. Oh my god.
That was good that was a good damage. Okay. All right. Cam.
I can chase after this person, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to stand up so that you only get that takes half your movement.
Oh, fuck me. All right, hold on. Let's see. So this is 15. Oh, this is only 15 feet. I didn't realize this map is
it's not
very
far,
to scale.
Yeah. No, it's not to scale. This is just for a picture.
Okay, all right.
I need to update this map too.
So then I'm going to move my distance, and I'm going to murder with a sword.
Okay.
Because that's good. Let's do this thing. And, oh, 20. Man, I've been rolling good on my sword attack.
20 does hit.
And 8 more damage.
Okay.
And they still running away?
They are still fleeing.
Ben, how many spell slots do I have again? Why is that not on here?
You should have, I mean, how many have you used? Like one?
Yeah.
You should have at least more. I'm just 2 or 3.
Yeah, I just don't know if I want to. All right, you know what? Fuck it. We'll leave it for this for now. I'm going to let them run away. Fuck these assholes.
All right. It is now the druid's turn. And the druids are going to cast. The small goblin is going to go. Go, follow them! And it casts something as a crow forms in its hand and flies off into the overgrowth over the trees to follow this one on the left. And then the one that was a fox, Cordata, now you know, is going to attempt to cast Hold Person on the one that Cam is next to. And it's going to be, how does Hold Person work? It's a saving throw, right?
Yeah. What is
Hold Person is a wisdom saving throw. It's supposedly rolling dice. I don't believe it though. 18. It saves. It is not held. Okay. Callus.
Alright, so how far away is the one next to Cam?
It at melee. And it's as far from you as it shows on this map.
Okay. Then Callus is going to bonus action to dash to try and cut off the one that's fleeing on the ground.
Okay.
And going to pull out his rapier as he runs and stab at it.
Okay.
Does a 21 hit?
21 does hit.
For 17 damage.
What does it look like when this one dies?
Could I do non-lethal damage to it?
You can.
Then Callus runs up, catches it off guard, stabs. It's a her?
Yes, it's a her.
So he, stabs her in the foot and then elbows her in the face.
Okay.
Knocks her to the ground.
As she goes unconscious, you hear a skittering coming from the edge of the forest. And you see, because the overgrowth raises up, there is quite a high grass. You see a very tall, dark-skinned male elf coming. And as it breaches the edge of the grass, you see it has the lower torso of a spider.
Oh shit.
And then you see another.
Shit.
And then you see another.
Shit.
And then you see another.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
And then you see another.
And another, and another.
You see a total of 5 what would appear to be centaur spiders.
What?
You're not sure of their nature. All you know is they have the upper bodies of dark-skinned elves, and the lower part of their body is the torso of a spider. They have the thorax, they have the 8 legs, and they are all bearing weapons.
Well, that's season four, folks. Nice knowing you.
And you hear the druid say, run away! Run away!
I believe I will follow the goblin on this.
Not getting paid for this.
Yeah, no.
Cyrus.
I'm running with the goblin.
Okay. Are you guys attempting to flee?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving without Callus. Brenna will not leave without
Callus.
You guys
are at melee with this unconscious elf. What are you attempting to do?
Oh, can I pick them up, maybe? Is that a bad idea?
Yeah, absolutely. You can pick them up. You are still about, I put them on the map, but you are still about 15 feet away from the edge of the forest. This one has made its way to the edge of the forest, this elf. But it is now above the driders as it laughs and says,
you know not what you do. This is our realm. You are not welcome here. Loth will judge you.
What was the name?
Loth.
Loth.
L-O-L-T-H.
Jinx.
You can make me a religion check if you would like, Boone.
Yes, I would. Oh, 19!
Okay. You now, a lot of things make themselves clear to you. You recognize that these elves are not standard elves. They are what's called drow. They are the denizens of the Underdark. And especially in this world of Naluri, you would know that they are elves that were corrupted a long time ago. They are a matriarchal society, and they worship Lolf, which is a spider god.
Okay.
Yep.
Bad news bears.
Lolf is about the worst thing you can encounter.
Yep.
She literally revels in chaos.
All right. Whose turn is it now? Sorry.
Let's go to Cyrus.
It's like, I believe it is time for a strategic withdrawal. Don't you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And I run away. It's like, I recommend it.
Okay. Are you running? And you run.
Yeah, I'm running.
Brenna.
Brenna is going to... Oh, tits. Hang on. I didn't have my thing selected. Brenna's going to move right here, and she's going to cast a minor illusion. Okay. And she's going to make like a lion or something roar right in front of the spider thingy to at least maybe intimidate it for a second. So that way it gives Callus and Cam time to flee. So
make me a performance check with that. I don't know if that's how it's supposed to work, but I would
think
that
it is, but they can make a DC check to see if it's real or not. What is the DC? Hold on. If a creature uses its action to examine the sound or image, the creature can determine that it is an illusion with a successful intelligence investigation check against your spell save DC, which is low because I am a barbarian.
I have it. An intelligence check?
Yeah.
It fails.
All right. So it thinks that there's a lion there.
As it skitters backwards into the forest... this does free Cam up to pick that drow up because this is the only one that was close to engaging that would have stopped.
Okay. And then I'm going to bonus action drop my rage.
Okay.
And that's it. I'm just yelling at them, run!
Cool.
Is everybody making an attempt to run at this point?
I'm going to make an attempt to run, but I am first going to make an attempt to pick up the drow and then run. Okay.
I'm bringing the drow with us. Okay.
Which we'll probably eventually regret.
One Drider gets an attack, I'm going to let you guys flee this, but a Drider is going to make a ranged attack to try and kill this drow that you're carrying.
Mm.
23. It's going to hit. It goes down unconscious at this point. As opposed to non-lethal damage, it now is lethal damage.
Oh, so okay. It's like bleeding out now.
That's fine.
Yes, it's bleeding out now. So these things make no attempt to follow you, but we're going to maintain an initiative order to see how this death save plays out. So Brenna, you see this thing get hit with a bow as you see the life begin to leave its body. As Cam goes running, I'm going to say you guys get like this far.
Okay. He's bleeding out. He's bleeding out, just FYI. But she's going to keep going.
We'll worry about that later.
Okay. Boone.
I have to touch someone for cure wounds, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, do you?
Yes. If you had healing word, you wouldn't have to, but I think that's a bard spell or something.
So since Brenna yelled that out, I'm going to run to the drow. And cure wounds and give it 6 points.
And you hear Sutala as it's kind of passed out in Cam's arms. And you guys are able to flee this encounter.
Kiss, kiss, fall in love.
All right. You guys make your way to the edge of the forest, back to the wagon. Actually, you make your way back to the clearing with the elf that's still hung up in the tree. You do not appear to have been followed by these beings.
So it's the elf is that we found murdered is like hung from a tree.
Yes, it like his arms are nailed into the tree almost in like a crucifix. Its shirt is ripped off and it has those three words etched into its chest. And it is obviously dead.
Okay. So guys, roll with me on this one. Follow my lead, but this because the drow is still passed out, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's stable. Well, it was healed, so it's at one hit point, but it's very weak.
Okay.
Actually, that would be popped back up to six, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you healed it, then it's alive and it's struggling. It's like, no, what are you trying to do with me?
I'm going to tie him up.
Filthy surface folk.
Yeah, I would have also tried darkness. To tie up.
It is fighting you at every step, but there are multiple of you. It's spitting at you. It's cursing the men. It's reasoning with the women.
Can I knock him out?
Sure, make me an attack roll.
Do I have advantage because we're...
Yeah, it's restrained.
Okay, so 18 points of non-lethal. Non-lethal
damage as it goes unconscious, tied up.
So as I was saying...
this is not ordinary.
Listen.
This does not happen in the forest.
Hold on.
Ever been ordinary?
Wait, did you just say buddy? Are you our buddies now? What makes you our buddies, buddy?
Well, everyone's a buddy until they're not, and it seems like we're not. Okay, got it.
Okay, that makes sense. We're buds. Okay, what are we doing here?
So, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that these drow and this evil thing are what shot our friend here. And
yeah, I'm
going to
guess
maybe,
that's probably right. Very intuitive of you.
Yeah, and maybe really don't like you. Where we've downgraded from buds, acquaintances.
What? So, why? Wait. Hold on.
Yep.
This one's down. We got away. We fought together. Why are we not buds? You're in my forest. You're in our forest.
I vote to be buds.
I vote to be buds too.
Giant spider people.
You and me are buds.
Do you own the
allies? Are always nice to have.
Do you own the grass and like the land?
No, no one owns the grass, the land, but we can like
enjoy it together. We've got a down drow, and then we've got a dead elf.
Fair, that's a fair point. So, okay, we should probably get back to Silvered Strings to let people know about this.
Hold, please. I'm pretty sure that this drow killed our friend who's hanging right there.
And then when you point to it, the ones go, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, and so, yeah. No. And they both run up and start to pull him down from the tree. And they're like,
Brenna's moving far away from that.
No. We just made a deal. Like, no. As they start to pull his body down from the tree.
And now it is time for information extraction. Can you leave him there for just a minute? I know it's terrible.
They pay no attention to you, and they are pulling this person down from the tree and wrapping him in, like,
I walk over and I stop them, and I say, listen, this is terrible.
Hold on. As you're walking over to stop them, one of them is going to cast a wind wall. I believe that's on here. Maybe not. Maybe I was wrong. Spike growth on the ground next to you to stop you from advancing.
What does that actually do?
It does damage if you walk on it.
Then I continue.
Okay.
They just lost their friend, Cam.
I understand. I'm just trying to explain.
So it's
what
going
comes
to be
next.
20-foot.
I'm not doing anything.
Point. So then you're going to take
whatever. It doesn't matter.
8d4 piercing damage.
Cool.
You're going to take 20 piercing damage as you're walking through these.
Okay. I'm bleeding like nobody's business as I walk over.
The other one stands up and extends their hand out at you. And says,
I
don't
am
take
not
another step
attacking you. Listen for a fucking second. This person killed the person you're so upset about. They murdered them. And I want information from them. And what
I
want
won't
them
have this
to-
nastiness in my forest. As you begin to see energy swell in this goblin's hand.
Whoa. Kibbs, buddy. I understand you're upset. I get that. It hurts when you lose someone that you do care about.
It's not that I cared about it. I mean, he was okay, but no. We made a deal. He was going to protect us. No. You need to leave.
Okay, you
we
know
were
what?
Sent here to find
we
you.
Need
what?
To go back to Silver Strings
forest.
Now.
Fuck your forest.
Oh, shit.
Not going
okay.
Well. This is
here
no.
we go.
Oh, God.
Here
Cam,
we go.
I believe you need to apologize and take those words back. We don't need to
upset
the guardians of the forest.
They don't want help, so I don't need to help them.
Their forest it already has bigger problems. It doesn't appear to be their forest anymore.
They seem
They're
to care
giant
about
spiders.
They seem to care about the deal they made so much. I'm trying to help them figure out who killed their dude.
Plants spring up around you in almost a prison, holding you in place. For every feet of movement, you must spend 4 feet of movement for every 1 foot you move.
I'm not even trying
and
to move.
And that's 100-foot radius around you.
But I'm not trying to move.
Everybody. Everybody is in this area. No, okay. I know.
But
you
like,
said
I'm
fuck
not...
your forest, though.
Yeah. Okay.
You're held
I guess,
in place.
I guess I'm taking a nap here, then. You guys do whatever the hell you want. I won't help you out. Don't worry about me. Good night.
Oh, no, you're coming with us back to Silvered Strings.
Why? Silvered Strings isn't even your forest.
Because you're going to be put on trial.
For what?
Wait, whoa, time out for what?
We don't know if you did this or not. You said, fuck our forest.
Wait,
we get into a fight, you flee, you bring a drow, you talk about torture.
What are
you don't want to help one of our allies.
Slow down.
No, you are coming with us. No.
Kibbs, I thought we were buddies. Hang on. Let's take a break for a second. Let's not lose our cool. I know.
I have my eyes closed and I'm pretending to snore.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay.
You're pretending to snore?
Yeah, I'm like I said goodnight, so I'm taking a nap.
Listen, Kibbs, buddy, listen. We were hired by Trebek to search for this guy over here, okay?
Okay.
And
but
we found him.
Yes, you did. He's dead.
He is dead. Now listen, whenever we came to investigate his cause of death, we were attacked by the drow, and then that's when we came across you and all that jazz.
Then
so,
all of us, right now, are going back to Silvered Strings to discuss this with Trebek. Right now.
Because
we should probably...
And Cordata's just going, oh, jeez.
We need to go there anyway to report that we found him dead and get paid anyway, right?
That's
yes, but we should probably check the area to make sure
tell
there
you
are
what.
No other
no,
clues.
I don't trust you. You leave the drow here. We will take this body.
The drow's ours.
Oh, God.
You see a fire in the goblin's eyes.
Kill me here, then. Drow's mine.
I don't want to do this, but...
I'm the evil one, right?
The weapon in your hand feels extremely hot.
I'm not holding a sword. It's in my
never mind.
Thing.
He's just chilling on the ground.
What kind of armor do you wear?
I do wear metal armor.
Okay, it wouldn't do that. It's not trying to kill you. It was going to try and disarm you. And you hear it go, we're going. And they take the body from the tree. You guys are still in this overgrowth. And they begin to walk out of the clearing with the body.
I will report to Trebek what we saw here.
You have no authority over me.
You're not my dad.
It's true.
Okay. And they take the body, they walk around the edge of this, and they exit the clearing out to the King's Road. Actually, they don't walk out to the King's Road, they walk through the forest. And you guys are now left alone in an overgrown area that takes a lot of movement with an unconscious drow.
Well, at this point, I think we should just light the forest on fire and be done with it.
Honestly.
We'll deal with the spiders, at least.
Sounds great.
No.
Scorched earth tactics do work most of the time, but
this may
not be the case.
Can we clear? Can we do actions to clear what we're being held in to like just have like a
yeah? You can start
area.
Cutting through, and as they get further away, it starts to lessen and lessen until it all just falls. What is Boone doing right now?
Boone is just observing. Like, just...
Like, eating popcorn out of a bag
yeah,
of holding.
Like, I've got my tea, and I'm just looking. Like, what is going on? I don't understand. Like, I'm just very confused. That is a very odd little goblin.
I think we've got at least, I don't know, what do you think, 10 minutes before someone comes back, probably screaming and doing this thing all over again? So I feel like I could get a decent amount of information in 10 minutes.
I could agree with that. So are we going to go? Are we interrogating the drow?
Yeah, I was about to describe this whole wonderful plan of how we could do a really rock solid interrogation and use a whole bunch of things. all of that has changed.
So at this point, I just walk over to the drow and I slap them across the face to wake them up. Like, just to...
the drow wakes up, sees you, and spits in your face.
I was going to have more fun with this. I promise it was going to be so much more fun. But here we are.
I can make these more fun as it grabs you by the junk and squeezes tight.
It's tied up.
I'm going to make an attack roll against you at disadvantage.
No, hold on. Because what the situation is they are tied up laying on the ground. And I'm
so their arm can't move at all. They're not just tied up behind their back. Like, they are completely hogtied.
They are hogtied on the ground, for sure. I can roll. Okay. Well, I can do
it
a roll.
It leans over
and
does lean over and spit at you.
That's fine. I could even say that the spit lands. I'm fine with that.
No worthless male, especially of a pedigree of yours, can tell me what to do.
Here's the thing, though. You killed the person that we're here to look for information about, and we get
and
so much more.
It was so amazing.
Cam,
watching
I can sit on
scream,
him if you want me to.
Watching the life leave their eyes.
You know what? It is actually better that those other people left. They wouldn't have been able to handle this. But the thing is that I didn't even know the guy. Didn't even like him. Didn't even care about him. So
neither did I.
Good. That's not the part I care about. I need to know who sent you and why you killed him.
You think that I'm going to give you any information?
I cut off a finger.
Whoa!
Okay. make me... Okay, so you cut off a finger.
And even if that kills him, like, and brings him below one hit point, I then
it's
do
a
lay
she.
On him. Oh, she, sorry. I then do a lay on hands and bring, I can maybe cut a finger, they pass out from pain and die, and then I do lay on hands.
It laughs
back.
You and says,
Loth did not want me to have that finger. Do your worst.
And, Cam, if I may, I may have a solution that might help with this.
All right. I mean, worst case scenario, there's 9 more fingers, and then we start with the feet, so cool.
Yes, but hopefully this method of mine will be less messy.
The creature begins to levitate as it mutters something under its breath.
Brenna's going to jump up and grab hold of her leg. I got her!
Somebody better tie her down because I need direct eye contact for this.
As it levitates, it's going to boot out at Cam. Just with a kick.
Oh, I got hold of her leg.
That's fine.
It'll be a disadvantage. And a 6.
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk. You and me.
Let's not. Let's not chat at all.
It's like,
you may as well just kill me here.
Brenna, if you'd be so kind to drag her down so I can have a good look into her eyes.
I don't think she wants to talk to guys. She thinks you're lower. Like, literally lower.
Look me in the eyes as it turns to look at you.
I look into her in the eye and I reveal my eye.
Okay. It spits in your eye.
To be fair, I would have done the same.
True, but...
You did sort of set that one up.
Yeah, true, but...
I think Boone is going to get really frustrated and be like, boys, stop!
Green. It's green.
Okay.
A green, like, slitted eye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you bear the mark of a dark one as well, my friend.
Yes, but that's not important. What's important is, if you do not tell me what I want to know, all the things that Loth could do to your soul would pale in comparison to what I will do to you now. So you best tell me why I want to know.
I'm
going to
make a religion check really quick. I don't even know. This is probably to be just intelligence.
Just intelligence, probably.
Okay, nothing. Okay, nothing happens.
She doesn't react or anything like that?
What are you supposed to do with that?
Nothing. It's just like I'm trying to intimidate her.
Make me an intimidation check.
13?
She laughs at you.
Well, I got nothing. Boone, you do your thing.
Hey, let's talk. Just us girls, okay? Let's go over here. Let's go away from the big stinky man. Let's talk.
You keep the company of the inferior. Thus, our inferior yourself.
We know.
I do not see us talking this day.
Sir,
I see my death, and I see myself meeting Loth. Do your worst.
That's great and dandy. But, alternatively,
I don't know where I was going with this. Boone,
please,
what are we doing?
Tell me, how do you feel your interrogation is going now? I'm very curious.
Well, it's going great. It's not. It's really not.
No, it is not. And it is not going to go well. You fail.
Why?
As you begin to hear chittering coming from the edge of the forest.
Oh.
Let's just knock her back out and leave her. Honestly, she'll wake up. She'll admit to killing the person, or she'll kill them. I'm not really honestly concerned either way at this particular moment in time. But let's just like bounce and leave the thing.
We're gonna leave her for the spider people.
Oh, the spider people is what we hear. I thought you. Oh, like chittering.
Yeah, I heard said chittering, like spider people making their way to the edge of the forest.
Oh no. Okay, sorry. I thought you meant that it was like the people coming back from Silver Strings. Just like let's leave this thing here for them. I don't know. Just kill him. Kill her.
Let's grab her and take her with us. Let's get out of here.
All right. We could do that too. She's just going to keep trying to kill us. Someone should at least knock her out.
Brenna punches her.
Okay. She goes unconscious.
Yeah.
Do you guys make your way back out to the King's Road?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are standing on the King's Road. The wagon is there much as it was before. You guys appear to be alone.
So should we just go back to Silver Strings and tell Trebek what we found out?
I don't know if that's going to work.
I'm going to take a long walk on that one, guys.
We kind of screwed the pooch on that one, I think.
How's that? We did nothing wrong. We found the body and it was already dead.
Yeah, but someone got a little cocky over there.
Not
she's looking
cocky.
At Cam.
Listen, hold on. That wasn't cocky. That was... Mm-hmm. Listen.
Yeah? What was
Ill-mannered?
It? No, what was it? Please explain to me, Cam.
I had a plan, and they wouldn't listen to me.
Because they were mourning this guy, and their force was invaded.
But they didn't even listen to you when you were talking. Like, no, they wouldn't listen. I can't reason with people who won't listen to me. I'm not saying follow everything I say.
Try to reason with people?
To be fair, you did say fuck their forest.
That was after they refused to listen to him.
Yes, but that didn't help the situation now, did it?
Oh, there was no helping the situation. I don't know if you saw that as quickly as I did. That situation was done fucked. But when you let people have power over you, they keep it.
You have a point there.
Okay. You lost your temper, Cam, and that is where I have a concern. You need to keep that under wraps.
You guys have the unconscious drow. You're standing on the road. What are you doing?
Cyrus is... suggesting that we go back because, for one thing, he wants to get paid.
But we're not going to get paid. We don't have the body. We didn't find him alive.
If we go back, we're going to have to defend ourselves for not killing them. They're not killing him now. They're going to put us on trial, and maybe we'll clear our names, and maybe we won't. Listen, they don't listen to reason.
Well, they should at least be made known that we found the person that they sent us to find.
And you know what? How about this? Let's bring our wonderful drow person, Hogtied. We'll bring him up to the edge close to Silver Strings. We'll leave a note. Dear Silver Strings, or Dear Trebek, pretty sure this drow killed your friend. We're fairly confident because when we were interrogating them, they talked about how happy they were they killed your friend. Sorry that we fought your goblin. See you later. Sound good? I want to leave now. But here's the other problem. The circle's in the middle of the city, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So we gotta go back that way.
Yeah, we have to go that way unless we want to walk somewhere else with a circle.
Mm. Well, maybe we can just go through town and drop off the drow on Trebek's doorstep.
Let's pre-write the note because I feel like they're going to get mad at us. And if we have the note already written, it won't feel as much like an excuse in the moment. And also, I need to heal real quick, so just give me 1 second.
let's take a short rest as you guys.
I don't need to take a short rest. I can literally just, because when you lay on hands, you can lay them on yourself. Right? Pretty sure
so
that's true.
So you're laying your own hands, you're laying your hands on yourself?
Yeah, and I'm going to just heal for a bunch of hit points. Yeah, okay. We're good. Done. Also, I'm going to let one of you talk this time. I think I need to take a minute, but...
I think you need to take several minutes.
But you
I would have to agree with that.
Listen, I'll agree. Maybe I'm not the most tactful person when it comes to an argument. Fine.
Give that away.
You can see where, like,
so
I was just trying to have a conversation.
You pissed off some druids in their forest. They took a body. You guys got on by some drows. You have a drow. You guys are standing at the edge of the King's Road, and you had a favor done for you by someone from a town. What you doing? Where's your alignments lie? Where's your guys' alignments?
I am very comfortably chaotic neutral, as I've always been.
I'm neutral good?
I don't fucking know.
I'm neutral.
I don't even know anymore either.
Like, yeah, it's like, I'm not too sure.
Started off as chaotic neutral, but now I'm starting to question my life choices.
Well, I'm lawful.
We have like, not done anything evil yet.
No,
I did cut a dude's finger off. But, you know,
they tried to kill you, to be fair, and you were trying to get information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've done anything evil yet. Yet.
Let's just continue towards the town and drop off the drow with Trebek. Then he can deal with it.
I wish it would be that easy, but let's do it. It won't be that easy, though.
Yes, and I suspect we're not going to get paid.
Oh, I think that's an understatement, but let's go.
But do we really think that the goblin thinks we did it? Did he say that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Meh.
He doesn't know, is what he said.
And we'll take back the drow with us. And if they confront us, then we'll be like, hey, we got a drow.
Yep.
They can say it.
All right. You guys start making your way back to town. It's a good few hour travel at this point. And eventually you see the outskirts of Silvered Strings. And I think that's where we'll end this episode.
Cool.
My wife's probably mad at me because I'm sure that I was yelling with way too much volume. But, whoops. Listen, I didn't mean for it to go there. And apologies. As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/tabletop. You can join our Discord at turtle.fyi/discord. You can check out our merch store at turtle.fyi/store. And you can find us on Twitter at tabletopchamps. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at TheNat1Lady.
And it turns out the spiders were here to fuck us all along.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.